How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So we're just going to dive right into this one today. Follower growth, it's all something we want to achieve on Instagram. So today I wanted to discuss 5 things that you need to remember for follower growth on Instagram. Right, tip number 1, you need to know who you're targeting. This largely is going to come down to you deciding on what your niche is going to be. And if you don't know what your niche is, I strongly suggest you answer these 4 questions. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Does this niche have an endless amount of content you can create? And can this niche make you money? If you can find a niche that fits all 4 of those categories, you've hit the jackpot. Because if you love it, you're good at it, there's enough for you to talk about and it can make you money, perfect. So once you know what your niche is, you obviously know who you can then target. And you don't then want to be creating content that targets people not in that niche. You want to be creating content that is for your target market. And yes, there's going to be different people at different stages in the customer journey. People may have no idea who you are. There may be people who know who you are but don't know who have a product. There may be people who know who you are who have a product. There may be people who are ready to buy. There's different customer types. But you need to know who you're targeting and where they are in that buying stage, because each piece of content you create is going to target a different person. There is no one size fits all. So when you know that, you can tailor content accordingly, and that's how you will increase your followers as a result. Because if you want to gain followers, you're going to be creating different types of content to those if you want to get people to buy. If you want to gain followers, you're going to be going for more broad, viral-esque content. But if you want people to buy, you're going to go for very specific pain highlighting and solution providing content. But if you want to go viral, it's very easy to just go down the virality route and say 3 ways to do this or how to do X. If you want to achieve Y, here's 3 tips. You can think of things that will apply to a lot of people who could eventually become customers. So once you know who you're targeting, you can create content accordingly that will be good enough to attract a large amount of followers. Tip number 2. SEO and keywords. Instagram is essentially becoming a search engine, especially with the algorithm. The algorithm knows what type of content you create and it knows what content other people want to consume. So when the Instagram algorithm understands what type of content you are creating, it knows who to push your content to and to whom will enjoy it. If you aren't using keywords within your captions, within your hashtags, if you want to use alt text, you can put keywords within there as well, but don't abuse that, because alt text is for people who can't actually read. It's for people who get the, who will listen to the alt text and then get a description of what that post is about. But you can utilize it to input more keywords so that the algorithm understands what that piece of content is about. But if you type things into the Explore now, it will categorize content based on certain keywords you are typing in. And that content has been hand selected because Instagram knows what that piece of content is about, because the creator who's posted that piece of content has used keywords. And that's how you build up the SEO on your profile. The same as you having your niche words, whatever your niche may be, in your display name, the bit that sits just above your bio. your display name can enable people to find you without knowing your exact name or username. They may just want to be finding content on, let's say, social media marketing. And if you've done a good job at SEO throughout the rest of your content, and you also have social media marketing in your display name, it's possible that you will show up very highly in the rankings of when people just search social media marketing and sort by accounts. So you need to be thinking about SEO and keywords if you want to increase follower growth on Instagram. Now, tip number three, consistent and daily posting. You cannot expect to grow a following nowadays if you're posting once or twice a week. Your content could be phenomenal, but the algorithm just doesn't work like that, unfortunately. You have to be posting often. The reason huge influencers such as, let's say, Logan Paul can get away with posting once a week or twice, three, four times a month is because they have so many external platforms bringing people to Instagram. Instagram isn't their primary social media platform. They've got YouTube, they've got TikTok, they've got, you name a social media platform, they're on it. Instagram isn't their primary source for traffic. It's a bonus, and that's why people then come from their YouTube to then just follow them on Instagram. They don't have to post every day. But if Instagram is your primary platform, you have to be posting on it daily and consistently. Have a consistent posting schedule and just create as much content as you possibly can at a quality level that you would consume that content yourself. That's a nice little rule that I like to have in place. I always make sure that my content is good enough for my own consumption, because if I wouldn't personally consume it, I cannot expect anybody else to consume it. I am also my toughest critic. So if I know that I would consume it, I know it's good enough. Some people may even see it as perfect. You make your content so good that even if you think it's imperfect, other people may think it's perfect. Now, moving on to tip number four, show your personality. If you aren't showing who you truly are behind your content, you're never going to be able to build that true connection with your audience. And that's why it's important to show your face, show up on stories, write how you talk, post reels, because people will engage with that video content and seeing you and seeing your true personality more than if you were to just post carousels with text and text only. Yes, you can build relationships through commenting and DMing with people, but if people never actually see you, they never see the true you. That's why it's important to show up on your stories. That's why it's important to show your personality. Have fun with your audience. Make them feel as if they're a part of your journey. Let them influence certain types of content you create. Ask for their opinions on the content you create. How can you improve? Are you creating the right content for them? What do they want to see more of? What do they want to see less of? Make them feel as if this is a community that they're a part of, and show your real personality. That's how you build connection. That's how you build trust, and that's how you're actually going to get people to buy from you. Because if they don't know you and they don't trust you, if you've got a high ticket offer, they're never going to fork out $2,000-$3,000 on your product because they don't know who you are. Trust me. Now, moving on to the final point, branding. You are building a personal brand. This is your reputation. Come up with certain content styles that people know that if you post it, they see that piece of content in the feed and go, oh, that's Ethan. They may not even have to see your username. They just see the piece of content that you've posted and they go, wow, okay, I know this is Ethan. I know it's going to be good, and therefore I'm going to consume it, because they know the style of post you're posting, because they've seen you before, because they know your personality, because they know the value you provide. You want to be known as the expert. You want to be known as the authority. You want to be known as the person that people come to time and time again for advice. And that's how you're seen as someone that people then want to buy from and continue to learn from. And as a result, you're going to be shared with their audiences and people that they recommend you to. And that's how you bring in new people. If you aren't doing that, if you aren't building your brand, if you aren't growing your reputation through the content you post, you're really going to struggle to grow on pretty much any social media platform. It's not Instagram specific. So build your brand, make sure you're engaging with your followers, replying to comments, sending DMs, going live if you can, because then you're in the moment and people can speak to you real time, going on your stories. Do all of these things that I've just mentioned, and you will be far more likely to see growth on Instagram. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.